Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Jackson. Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now, and let's take a look at the headlines. Looks like this weekend is the Backdoor Movie Tour Poker Run / Pub Crawl. Saturday, October 8th, it's $50 a couple or $35 for singles. Go ahead and go to Mount Whitney Golf Club 395@gmail.com to register, or call 760-876-5795, or you can get your tickets from the Mount Whitney Golf Club employees. October happenings at C5 Studios. C5 Studios is proud to present Nora Aquino, Monotypes and Paintings. Exhibit dates are October 7th through November 19th, and the reception is Friday, October 7th, from 5 p.m. to 7:30. For more information on Nora, go to EasternSierraNow.com. Hey, and if you missed out on the Fall Colors Car Show, go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app and take a look at some of the pictures that are up. Beautiful cars. This is a fantastic turnout. Hope you guys didn't miss out.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, it's Jesse. So those of you that know me know that I'm creative, well, probably hyper-creative. Like, I never stopped daydreaming. It was ridiculous to get through school. That's a different thing. We'll talk about that another time. One thing I'm not is artistic or good with my hands with creating things, whether it's paintings or sculptures. I'm just not very good at that. I can see it in my head. I just can't put it through my fingers. You know where I can get some help doing that? Mono Arts Council in Mammoth Lakes. I didn't even know this until I started looking up what they have on their website, which is monoarts.org, by the way. There is an art and wine class where you can sit there and drink wine and follow along with an instructor learning to paint something. That sounds absolutely perfect. I've always wanted to try something like that, so I think I'm going to do that. They have an open studio space there where there's no appointments even needed. You can just show up, and the people there are going to help you figure out whatever art you're trying to do, and you have the space to create. You don't have to do it in your garage or whatever you're trying to get away from. So, you know, this is absolutely an amazing resource for the Mono area. And, you know, they're celebrating 30 years right now, actually. They're looking for donations to help put some more money into schools and stuff because of the 30-year anniversary. So if you want to look that up, go to monoarts.org and check them out. And if you just want to stop in for one of those open art sessions, just head over to 437 Old Mammoth Road in Suite M. And, of course, that is in Mammoth Lakes. You can also call 760-914-2909. They are open from noon to 6 Thursday through Monday. Head on over and let them know Jesse sent you from Eastern Sierra Now.
And don't forget to tune in to the Mammoth Voices conversation with Chris Bubzer, Betsy Trax, and John Wentworth, candidates for Mammoth Lakes Town Council. That'll be Thursday, October 6th from 12 to 1 p.m. And then on October 20th, we'll meet with Amanda Rice, Cleland Hoff, and Seth Guthrie. And it looks like the Mono County Board of Supervisors approved a contract with Brian Bullock as Chief of Emergency Medical Services. Chief Bullock has worked in the EMS field for 27 years and for Mono County EMS for the past 18. Bullock spends his free time camping with his wife, 6-year-old son, and 2 stepchildren. And when he's not providing patient care, he can most likely be found on the field coaching his son's baseball team. Congratulations, Brian, and thank you for serving Mono County. And as of October 3rd, Caltrans has begun the northbound Keo's Thin Blanket project, so that means for the next 40 days, there will be construction in between Bishop and Big Pine. Be sure to slow for the cone zone. Protect our Caltrans employees.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
And that looks like it's everything I've got today. Thank you for joining me, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.